AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Angry but overall peaceful protests in Cleveland. There were some arrests overnight, hours after a white police officer was found not guilty in the shooting deaths of an unarmed black man and woman. Protester Dwayne Pollard.
What other way is it to say louder than that Black lives don't matter? Because I guarantee you, if it was a black cop or a black police that did that to, you know, a white couple, two white people, the outcome would have been completely different.
Officer Michael Brillo still faces administrative charges and remains suspended without pay, but he no longer faces the possibility of prison in the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. A powerful storm socked parts of Oklahoma. They had to evacuate a music festival about 50 miles west of Tulsa. Elk City firefighter L.J. Geist says parts of that state were already saturated and saw 6 more inches of rain.
It caught everybody off guard. It wasn't just us. It's been, you know, several communities around western Oklahoma and even central Oklahoma as well.
The Weather Service has issued warnings about flooding in the region. The vote has been counted and Ireland will legalize gay marriage. A stunning 62% of voters said yes to changing the nation's constitution to define marriage as a union between two people, regardless of their sex. Both sides are calling this a social revolution in Ireland. Gloria Steinem, two Nobel Peace laureates, and a group of women activists crossed the demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea by bus. They weren't allowed to walk as they wanted to. Authorities on both sides said they couldn't guarantee the women's safety. The women say they went to the Koreas to promote dialogue between the North and the South. This is AP Radio News. Want to take your dog to dinner? New York is among a growing number of states that are thinking about letting you bring your doggy to open-air eateries. Our Julie Walker says not everybody likes this idea.
Dog lovers and restaurateurs say the proposal would safely accommodate people who want to dine out with man's best friend in places from Manhattan sidewalk cafes to rural ice cream stands. But a statewide health officials group is against it, and at least one lawmaker is raising questions. And some restaurant goers fear an onslaught of begging, barking, biting, and other doggy don'ts. Julie Walker, New York.
When 72-year-old Patricia Shong of Auburn, Massachusetts, died on Monday, her obituary detailed her hobbies and then proclaimed she would like to set the record straight. Brady is innocent. A reference to Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and Deflategate. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.